listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That's Roxette on Trail Mix 103.1, starting the football hour, the 8 o'clock hour, right here out of Park Falls. Gray here with you, and indeed it is the football hour. You knew that, though. We've got a six-pack to finish off, though. That means Great White's coming up next with some help from Billy Joel, Avril Lavigne, and more heavy hitters. Speaking of heavy hitters, one of the Packers' favorite headaches is leaving the league. We'll give a shout-out to a Vikings linebacker who I won't miss. Here's Great White in the meantime.
Well, the times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. You can't remember when you got your last meal, and you don't know just how a woman feels. You didn't know what rock and roll was until you met my drummer on a great tour. Your state line, yeah.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Could only let it be, you would see. I like dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
Mix 103.1.
Look at ya. I should've learned. cheese up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on them bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
That's the Bangles on Trail Mix with Manic Monday. We heard from Dire Straits, Avril Lavigne, Billy Joel, and more. That was the six-pack at the start of the 8 o'clock hour. So, the news this morning that struck me right when I opened all my NFL news sources, Anthony Barr is planning to retire. The Vikings linebacker has given the Packers headaches for quite a while. He was briefly a Cowboy for a single season a couple years ago, but popped back last season to the purple once again. Notably, I think a lot of us think of Anthony Barr breaking Aaron Rodgers' collarbone back in that 2017 season that left us quarterbacked by Brett Hundley and Joe Callahan and a number of ugly options that year. At the time Rodgers went down, we kind of held a record in the NFL, the Packers did, for the fewest starting quarterbacks going all the way back to 1992 with six. And then there was kind of a revolving door after this injury, and I think we've kind of lost that record. But regardless, I went back and I watched the video of that Anthony Barr hit on Aaron Rodgers that left Aaron with a broken collarbone. I'll admit, even back then, I remember being... I wasn't angry at Anthony for the hit because it didn't look to me like it was malicious. Did it look like he could have maybe pulled up? Yeah, I remember thinking he maybe could have, but it didn't look like he could have done it cleanly or easily. So I watched it back a few times. I watched it in slow motion. What I see in this playback is that it almost seems like Barr is, you remember that old rule about roughing the passer? If you can't pull up, if you're one step away, the hit is deemed understandable, more or less, as long as you hit them cleanly. That seems to be the decision that Barr makes in the moment is, okay, I'm too close to avoid hitting him, so a clean tackle, if I wrap him up and bring him down cleanly, is probably the safest move, which sounds like some reasonable logic to me. But from there, an unfortunate angle brought Aaron down on that collarbone. I don't think it's really possible to reliably tackle a person in a way that breaks their collarbone deliberately. I mean, I know these guys have insane body control and athletic ability, but how do you purposely break somebody's collarbone by tackling them on the other side of their body? I just don't see it. I mean, if he did plan that, that's such an astounding accomplishment of statistics, if nothing else, that it doesn't even honestly make me mad. I remember Aaron jawed at him as he walked off the sideline in the moment, but what quarterback wouldn't be mad with a one-step hit like that? So, again, I understand why Aaron's mad. I understand why the hit happened. I don't blame Barr for this, but I'm glad he's gone from the league. Goodbye. Have a good time swimming in your millions like Scrooge McDuck and not hitting people I like watching run far. Weather's coming up next after the outdoor news on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
One of the nation's leading conservation organizations announced last week that its CEO and president, who's been on the job since the beginning of 2024, is leaving the hunting and angling focus group. More details about this national story when we return, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Missoula, Montana-based backcountry hunters and anglers last week announced that its president and CEO, Patrick Berry, has left the job to pursue new opportunities and focus on personal priorities. The change was effective on July 25th. A representative from the organization said a search to fill the post is already underway, and BHA already has a pool of applicants that it is reviewing. Patrick Berry officially took the role on January 1st, 2024, following an extensive CEO search after longtime leader Lan Tawney left the previous July. Earlier this year, Tawney helped launch the new American Hunters and Anglers Action Network. Hailing from Middlebury, Vermont, Berry had previously served as president and CEO of Fly Fishers International, and he had previously also served as commissioner of the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. BHA has experienced significant growth in recent years in terms of national visibility and policy impact. You can learn more about this public lands advocacy group at backcountryhunters.org.
From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The right mix for park falls and butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my killing me softly with his song. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes, the light, the heat, your eyes, I am complete, in your eyes, I see the doorway, the thousand churches, in your eyes, the resolution, your eyes, of all the fruitless searches.
Peter Gabriel on Trail Mix 103.1, In Your Eyes. Getting back to football, a couple of starters injured in Green Bay. After these two more, here's Duran Duran.
Time.
right mix for Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Genesis on Trail Mix 103.1, In Too Deep. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. That's a perfect song for every day, I think. Today, though, is the day that not everything is perfect, especially if you're looking at the Packers starting lineup. Some injuries going on. Rashid Walker, left tackle, has been dealing with a lingering groin injury that hasn't been called too serious, but has been relevant for a few days now. Sounds like last year's first rounder, Jordan Morgan, is making a good run at filling the gap. And that's how the story is being presented right now. We're focusing on Jordan Morgan picking up the slack, basically, looking ahead to when we have an idea on the timeline for the injury. Nate Hobbs, cornerback, acquired from the Raiders this past offseason, is looking to be out for 3 weeks or so after a preventative surgery. It doesn't sound like the surgery was 100% necessary, but may save issues later on. He could have maybe played through it, is what I'm saying, but that doesn't necessarily mean he should play through it. So I like seeing the cautious approach. The Packers also shored up the cornerback position yesterday by re-signing former Packer Corey Ballantyne back with the Packers after spending just a brief period this offseason with the Colts. He signed with Indianapolis, I believe, back in April. He is a depth corner, not a starting corner. He wasn't a starter with us unless there was major need. Also, just briefly revisiting that Anthony Barr segment we talked about earlier. If you think the Anthony Barr hit was the reason we lost that game, we were down three linemen, and you don't want to know who our starting corners were. We were down three corners, and those three corners that we were down that game were not starting caliber corners, but they were number one, two, and three on our roster. You remember when Julio Jones went up against Ladarius Gunter? We weren't that far removed from that. So it wasn't just Anthony Barr's hit that ended that game. But that is the end of football today on Trail Mix. Catch another dose later today on my 98Q afternoon show. Stay tuned regardless. Birthdays to kick off the 9 o'clock hour and weather coming up next after this.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Well Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Well is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Well.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Somebody.
Paula Abdul, the simple question. Tell me if you really want to love me forever. Oh, oh, oh. Stay tuned. Top of the hour coming up on Trail Mix.
Won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to